Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Infatuation Podcast. We are on location today. Let's see if you can guess where we're at. I'm looking around. I see some pink walls. I see a lot of things on the wall, a lot of beautiful faces on the wall. Actually, beautiful faces everywhere. I see some neon. I see some cash registers. You want to guess where we're at? We are at our favorite K-pop store. We're at Sarang. Hello. Welcome, ooh, everyone. And we're not alone. Welcome. We have a live studio audience. Hey, yeah, you guys are sounding good. So we are back at the K-pop store. It's been a little while since we've done one of these. We are joined with the owners of, well, two of the three owners of Sarang Hello. We're joined with Cheska and Pip.
Hi, welcome. Hello. You guys.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for opening the shop. So tonight we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do a K-pop trivia night, and I'll tell you how that's going to work in a minute. But before that, I wanted to talk to the host a little bit about what's new with you and what's new with K-pop. So Cheska and Pip, what's going on?
We have been doing a lot of fun events recently. I think this year one of our main goals is to really do a lot more community building and fun events, K-pop events. So like a lot of cup sleeves. We've been doing pop-ups. That's actually kind of major for us because for those of you who don't know, usually when a K-pop album is released in Korea, it takes about 7 to 10 business days for us to receive it and process it. But we've been lucky enough to find a way to get some releases on release date or street date, which is super major. So that's one of the big cool things that we've been doing lately. And then for the summer, I think we're gonna try to have like one or two big K-pop parties here in the city that would be really cool for you guys to attend and look out for. Other than that, I think, you know, stores as per usual, or just trying to carry all the fun stuff. And there are a lot of concerts happening, so yeah, that keeps us busy too, because you know, a lot of people come in for albums and for merch and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah Who are the big sellers right now? Who's selling the most?
I think iLIT is probably one of the newer groups, but have made quite an impactful debut. I mean, just based on my TikTok and Instagram feeds, I think almost every reel is as magnetic as the background music. But so iLIT's been pretty big, but a lot of the usual suspects, Le Sserafim, who else came out recently?
Kiss of Life, you know, yeah. I think they're a monster rookie. They're doing really well.
TXT had a comeback recently. And speaking of pop-ups, we did one for them quite recently. And yeah.
What do you guys think? Are we officially in fifth gen now?
We're officially in fifth gen.
Okay. All right. So we just mentioned a couple that are exciting in fifth gen, and we got some concerts coming up. Speaking of concerts, I just heard a rumor today that Outside Lands and Le Sserafim are in talks.
We heard that too.
Okay. That might be exciting. Yeah.
That'll be very interesting. I mean, Le Sserafim is performing tomorrow night for weekend number two at Coachella.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're getting a lot of festival experience for sure.
Yeah. But if they came here.
Yeah, if they came here, oh my God.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a fan signing here, right? Of course.
Oh easily.
Actually, guys, we wanted to announce that Le Sserafim is
Yeah, right? We'll shout it out there into the universe.
We're going to try to manifest it for us, maybe.
Someone from HYBE will hear this.
Yeah. They're going to book it.
So, if you're listening.
If you don't know, there's been some big ones here. We had some big fan signs here.
Yeah.
You had Luna Semble.
We had Lusemble.
We had Chew. Of course, Craxi.
Rolling Quartz.
Yeah, so it's been fun. Yeah, so this is kind of the neighborhood hub of K-pop, I think. If you guys are in San Francisco and you don't know where this store is, come down to Terravel on 31st. Even if you're not in San Francisco, we have people from Milpitas here tonight. So Daily City's representing.
Yay, thanks for coming.
If you are coming from out of town, come down to, what are your hours? You're Monday through Friday.
We're open every day. Monday to Friday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then on the weekends, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
But this is a privilege to be here after hours.
After hours.
You guys have the golden ticket to get in here after hours. All right. Well, thanks for the catch up. Well, we may talk a little more rumors later. We'll see if I have it. All right. So everyone, we're going to do K-pop trivia night. So the way this is going to work is I have this lo-fi Jeopardy-type board. It's not going to be Jeopardy. You don't have to answer in the form of a question. But these are the categories. The categories are colors of K-pop. Those, all the answers here will have a color in it. Numero K-pop will be, all the answers are some kind of a number. And some of them are multiple choice. Some of them are multiple choice. So you got a shot. You got a shot. K-pop zoo, all the answers have animals in it. Breakups, rebands, and subunits, that's pretty obvious. Those are going to be just different things that happen to different groups. 2-second songs. I'm going to play 2 seconds of a song, and you're going to guess what it is. Some of you could probably do it in less than 2 seconds, so get your hand ready. And then before and after, this is the category where, like, for example, if I said the number you call in an emergency and a newish Twice song, you mash those two together, and what do you get? The 911 Spark, right? So that's what you're going to do. You're going to mash those two things together. So before and after are categories like that where there's a clue in the front, and it mashes with the clue in the back. All right. So how it's going to work is you'll notice we have some not very sticky Post-its on there, and there's numbers on there. The questions are not increasing in difficulty. So number 5 is not harder than number 1. They're just random. So you're going to pick a category. If you get one correct, you're going to pick a category and a number, and then I'll ask the question, and then you're just going to have to raise your hand, and I need some spies to help me see who is first, second, and third on the hand raising. If you really want to be noticed, say, like, me, you know, like, make a sound, too, at the same time. Don't yell out the answer, though. Don't yell out the answer, but make a sound, say me, or say me your name, or call my name if you want me to get my attention, and then we'll call on you. If you get it right, then you get the ticket. The ticket is, we'll just say 100 points, 100 points. At the end, I have a final question. You can win. So let's say Mr. Chu has 3 tickets, so he has 300 points. He can wager up to 300 points on the final question, and you'll double it if you get it correct, okay? Whoever gets the most points at the very end on the final question could be the proud owner of a $50 Sarong Hello gift card, all right? So that's something to work for here. No teamwork today, you're on your own, okay? So no sharing answers, no sharing questions. You're on your own, okay? Honor system out there. Also, if you get one right, you get a prize. My daughter and her friend Kate are gonna help hand out prizes. We have Hot Cheetos, we have Shin Ramen, we have Mango Popsicles, or you can get a poster from the poster collection at the register after it's over, okay? So you can say what kind of prize you want, and they'll deliver it. If it's a poster, we'll get it after, all right? Everybody understand the rules? Are you ready? All right, so let's start with, who's the youngest here? You guys are 11 or 12, right? You're 11 for now. How old are you? 10. Okay, so you're the youngest. So you get to kick us off. Pick a category and a number, Mason. 2 second songs. 2 second songs, 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5? 3? All right. So this is Sydney. She's my intern. She's going to help me out today. So she's going to hold on to that. If you get it correct, she's going to hand it to you. All right, ready? So I'm going to play 2 seconds of a song. Raise your hand if you think you know it. Okay.
Hang over there.
Okay, Mila.
Five stars.
Yes, 5 stars. You want Hot Cheetos, ramen, or a poster, or a popsicle? Huh? You can choose
later. Oh, but the song though.
Oh, she said S class.
Oh, okay, S class.
Yeah,
okay.
She got it. Title and artist. Okay. Oh yeah, I forgot the name. Yeah, she did it right though. She had title and artist.
Title and artist.
All right. So you guys warmed up now. Now you know how it's gonna work. All right. That's how fast you have to be. You are very fast. I saw you out of the corner of my eye. But all right, Mila, pick a category and a number.
Let's do band breakups, brands, and subunits. Number 4.
All right. That is Pip, I believe.
Okay. All right. So this is a multiple choice question.
You have a chance. Everyone has a chance. 20% chance. You have a 20% chance.
Which group did not lose a member? Okay, which group did not lose a member? A, Stray Kids. B, Le Sserafim. C, ATEEZ. D, NMIX. And E, The Boys.
In the back.
I saw
the back. Oh, you let them go first? I think...
ATEEZ is correct.
All right. Oh, yeah. Give it a round of applause. Would you like to choose your prize now or later?
Hurt a little bit.
Okay, we'll do it later. Okay, we'll do prizes later, I guess. So you guys are off the hook. All right. Next category and topic. Number and category.
Numero K-pop 5.
Numero K-pop 5. That's me. That's me. All right. So these all have a number in it. I think I know the answer to this one. Double check me on this one. How many months has Sarang Hello been open for business?
Whoa.
How many months?
Months.
Am I right?
I don't know.
I think that's an excellent question.
Where's my phone?
I think I'm right, right?
I need a phone.
Let's do the math really quick.
Yeah, let's do the math really quick. Hold on, hold on.
Double checking the answer.
Okay, let me.
I'll take a shot.
Okay.
61.
It's less than that. It's less than that. 54. Less than that. I mean, 26. No.
Wait, what did you write? What, can I see it?
I think it's less than that.
I think it's about that.
I think it's less.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that right?
46.
In the back.
Okay, in the back. Yeah. I think it's 47 because next month's your anniversary.
Yeah.
How do I know that?
I didn't think about it in months.
So we are celebrating 4 years.
Four years.
Next month. Yeah. All right. we stumped the judges on this one.
You asked us to do math, which is...
Okay, but 4 years coming up in May.
In May, correct.
That'd be cool. Yes. That'd be cool. Yes. All right. Category and number. 2 second song 5.
He goes over here.
Wonder Girls Tell Me. Yeah. These are too easy. All right. Category and number. Colors for 2.
Okay, that's me.
All right, Cheska.
Okay, Colors of K-Pop 2. This girl group debuted in 2014, composed of 4 members, but added a 5th in March of 2015.
I think Clark?
Yeah.
Red Velvet.
Yeah.
The way you knew that so quick.
Red the Velvet.
And then you. You're cheating up here.
No,
you were
no,
giving
he,
a hint.
He had his hand. No,
you were giving your hint. You were giving a hint.
He knew it even before
the way
that.
He read
oh,
it.
My gosh.
All right, Clark, pick a category. I think we've done one from each. Have we done one?
Let's go before and after.
Oh, yeah. Before, after 3. Okay, listen carefully.
All right. So you guys remember how this goes, right? It'll be a clue for the first word and a clue for the second word. So Grey's Anatomy star and New Jeans song.
Y'all have to know Grey's Anatomy. It's still going.
It's still going.
It's a huge star. Years and years later.
And she's Korean.
Killing Eve star and New Jeans song.
Alon?
Grey's Anatomy.
No, but you have to combine it.
Combine it.
The name of...
Yeah, Sandra OMG.
Correct.
All right, you had it, but too slow, Serena. All right. And then pick a category. Pick a category. K-pop Zoo 4.
Oh, that's me.
Back to Cheska.
Okay.
Okay, these have animals in it. K-pop Zoo 4. Yeah.
All right, K-pop Zoo has animals. Number 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What Girls' Generation song features a pun for a man that isn't honest? A pun for a man that isn't honest.
Okay, let's go here. You got it? Lionheart! Yeah, good. Okay, category and number, please. Numero number 2. All right. What song, this is multiple choice. What song had the most downloads on YouTube in 2023? Okay, so last year, Is It Seven by Jungkook, Queen Card by G-Idle, OMG by NewJeans, Flower by Jisoo, or Cupid by 5050? Mr. Ooh. Chu.
It has to be seven.
It is not seven. I don't remember who was saying it. We'll go with the kids. Flower by wow. Jisoo. Yeah. The kids know, man.
Good for you, Jisoo.
Latin K-pop club showing up strong.
Anything Blackpink will have the most views.
Yeah. Well, Jungkook, though.
No, for sure. Yeah.
That's true.
I thought that would be a hard one.
Yeah, I thought it would be seven, too.
All right. Let's see. Category and number. Okay, back to the songs. All right. You help me watch the hands here. Help me watch the hands.
Trying.
I need first, second, and third. I need at least three hands.
Oh, yeah, I know this one. I want to raise my hand.
You have to be able to say the name of the song. It's hard. Serena. It's by Mamamoo. It's by Mamamoo.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a French name, I think. Ivan? I'll give it to you. I don't even know how to say it.
The Calcomani.
All right.
They love that word. Correct. Oh my gosh, they use that word in a lot of K-pop songs.
I know. Yeah.
The Stacey song.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, the hardest part is saying the name of this one. So, category, Ivan. All right. What did we say? We said 2 second.
Number one.
Okay. 2 second song number one. Is this the last one? Sydney, we got one more? Okay. This is number one. All right.
Come on.
I didn't see.
I kind of saw like here-ish in there.
Maybe no. I think maybe no. Well, that might be favoritism. Okay, we'll go with no. You'll go no.
Magnetic by
Eilid. Yeah. All right. All right. This is nepotism. This is nepotism, guys.
Nepotism.
That's my daughter. But I think she was first. I think she actually was first.
Wait a minute. It can watch it.
All right, Noe, pick a category. Colors.
Four.
Okay.
So that one's me. This group's songs include. Oh, okay, cool. This group's songs include Biscuit, Autopilot, Zombie, Nerdy, Sweet Juice.
Justin.
36.
No.
She's next.
Oh, wait, I think...
Oh, you were next?
Well, let's go with Addie. Let's go with Addie. Okay. It is Purple Kiss. Okay. Yes. It is. Yeah, all right. Don't... Yeah, you try. Yeah. Well, you have the number. You thought it was Numero. Purple Kiss. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Category. Who's it? Is it Addie? Okay. K-pop Zoo number two? Okay. K-pop Zoo.
Okay. What does Uki from Idol... Right?
Yep.
Have tattooed on her right shoulder.
It's an animal.
That's tough.
It's an animal. Yeah. What does Yuki have tattooed on her shoulder? It's one of her pets, I think. Serena. It's not a cat. Kelly. More specific. It's a corgi. All right. Yo. All right, come on, Galileo, or get a shout out by the Latin good. Latin kids, come on, Galileo. All right, Yo-Yo, pick a category. Zoo number three. They like the animals. All right, these are hard.
Okay, number three, right?
Yep.
What kind of animal did TXT member Subin have as a pet named Odie? Yeah. Correct.
We'll let the kids get it. Wow, you guys know a lot. How many? You have three already? Oh, two. Okay. Category, please.
Breakups.
Ooh, breakups one.
All right. Breakups one. Oh. Girl group Minx debuted in 2014 and later did a complete rebrand. Who are they now?
Mm-hmm. Dreamcatcher?
Dreamcatcher. Wow. Okay. We have a couple people with more than one ticket already. Okay. This is getting spicy. It's getting spicy. Category, please. Thank you, Sydney. Colors 3.
Okay. Wait. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I was looking in the wrong place. This 5-member boy group's 3rd mini album, released in 2020, has Ghosting, We Lost the Summer, Wishlist, Way Home, and the title track, Blue Hour.
Did I give away? Okay.
Oh, did I give away the answer?
Okay, no, okay.
Well, what's the group?
What's the group, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. My bad.
I think the answer is supposed to be Blue Hour, but I typed it wrong. Yeah. All right, yeah, good job, Mila. All right, category, please.
Sorry, not enough coffee today, sorry.
Breakups 3. Rebrands.
Breakups 3, all right.
And subunits.
From what boy group did the Chaotic Gag Trio BSS come from?
Let's mix it up. We'll go in the purple. We'll go.
Correct.
BSS. Sorry, this is a little rigged. I was trying to spread it out a little bit.
It's a little rigged. Okay. Rigged and nepotism.
Before and after for 2.
All right, before and after. Okay, store with a red and white logo and a Rise song.
Store with a red and white circular logo. And mash it
and
with
a
Rise
and
song.
A Rise song.
Yeah. Yep, Target a guitar. Yeah, Target a guitar.
Target a guitar. You play me like a don't still loving on my chin, baby. Don't still loving on my chin, chin. Get a guitar, get a guitar. Get a guitar, get a guitar. If you want something to play with, get.
Okay, category, please. Category. Okay, Numero for 3. All right, there's a band, I think they're second generation, After School. They have this way of, they bring people in and then people graduate out of the group. How many people total have been in the band After School?
24.
No, it's lower, it's lower. No.
16.
No.
13, well.
Yeah, yeah, past and the ones who stuck it out longer.
13?
13, no.
16.
No. This one's hard. 12, no.
You're just making numbers.
Yes, it's 11. All right, if you can't win, honestly, cheat, guys. Just...
process of elimination.
This is how we teach at Galileo. We teach you how to win. It's not cheating if you're not trying. You're not cheating. Wait, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. All right, Mila, take a guess. Okay, 2-second song number 2. All right, help me wash the hands, everyone. Wash the hands.
It always goes so fast.
They go really fast. Okay, now we.
Oh. All right, you actually get the whole store. I'm passing it on to you.
Nepotism at its finest.
$1,000 gift card.
I think she was first, though. She was
fellow
first.
Fellow iconic.
See?
A fellow iconic, you get $1,000.
All right, Noe, pick a.
Before, after for 5.
All right, before and after. Blackpink song and Spike Lee movie from the 90s.
Ooh. Come on, old people.
Come on, you got man.
This. Spike Lee
joint. You got this, old people. Old people, come on.
Blackpink song.
Spike Lee movie from the 90s.
Think of Spike Lee movies first.
It's kind of like the one you think of first.
Yeah, yeah. That way it will help you figure out the Blackpink song.
No, you're too young. Come on, old people. Who's
this
Spike
one's
Lee?
For you.
Who's Spike Lee?
All right.
I give Chung,
you got
to
it?
The young people.
He's club.
Just Google it.
Is that? Don't know.
Start with the movie. Start with the movie.
Oh, he's a director.
He's a director. All right. Yeah, you guys don't know?
Spike Lee joint. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess a movie. Think of movies in
his
the 90s.
His most famous movie.
His most famous one, I think. It's like 90 or 91.
Do the right thing.
Yes! All right, yeah.
Never heard of that movie before, but okay.
You got to get people over 45 to get...
Yeah, literally.
Thanks.
I wasn't even born in the 90s.
Thanks, Chung. Thanks. That's why I had to bring in some older people to help me out here. All right. Chung, pick a category.
Colors
for one or five?
One.
Colors one.
Okay, colors. Well, we'll give the answer this time. Okay. What group is made up of after school members? Reina, Nana, and Lizzie.
Orange Caramel. Oh, sorry, Cindy. Huh. You had that one.
Huh.
Yeah. All right. And well, how many do you have now? You have how many?
Three.
Three. Okay. I think you might be in the lead. All right. Pick category.
Breakups for two.
Number two.
All right. Breakups number two. BBG or Viviz is composed of members from which disbanded group?
I think it was Clark in the back.
Oh, yes.
A little sympathy. Uh-oh. All right. Pick a category, please. We're getting there. Almost done, guys. Last breakup, number five.
Okay. So breakups, rebrands, and subunits. This is a subunit question. What is recognized as the first ever subunit to form in K-pop? This was in 2006.
Ooh. Some of you are like, I was born in 2007. No, these are hard.
Second gen.
I dug deep.
I had no idea.
Second gen boy group.
Second gen boy group.
Look into the back row. Serena.
Mm-hmm. What is the subunit? It's
kind of close to your name. Your last name. Yeah, super unit cry. Yeah. All right, good. That was a tough one.
That's super deep.
That was very deep. I went deep on that one. All right, Serena, pick a category. How many do you have? You have
one.
Only. Oh, that's your first. Oh, you've been raising your hand a lot.
Let's do the last colors.
Last colors, five.
Five. Okay. Huh. Okay. Why'd you set me up like that? Okay. This album includes the songs Blind, Mortal, Sweet Venom, Still Monster.
I wasn't even. Between the three of you, do you know who was first? Was it her? Okay.
Orange Blood by
N. Orange Blood by N. Hyphen, yeah. Hey, let's take a little break from the questions. Any concerts you guys are speaking of in Hyphen? Anybody going next Friday? Anybody got tickets to sell for cheap?
No.
I think I saw some for 100. If you want to go Upper Deck, you can get some for 100. Any concerts you guys are looking forward to?
Yeah, so who is going to in Hyphen?
Out of curiosity. We got Mila, we got Back Row, we got a couple.
You got Kim. You got Chess.
Yeah. How many times is that for you, Chess?
Oh, yeah.
It's my third time seeing
that. First time Oakland, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, first time Oakland, mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. My favorite part is when they go to Oakland and say, hey, we're so happy to be here.
They have no idea.
It's just kind of funny. They're like, hey, we love Oakland. I'm like, do you?
They have no idea.
All right. Hey, any other concerts coming up that you guys are... There's a... ITZY's coming.
TXT.
IU is coming. Yeah.
Who's going to IU?
Yeah. They have a suite for IU.
Oh my God.
Are we invited?
I know.
Oh my God. See you there.
I was hinting. Yeah, I was hinting. All right, so we got IU, we got ITZY coming, TXT's coming.
P1 Harmony.
P1 Harmony. Wow, okay, we got some concert goers here.
The boys.
All right.
Artemis.
Any other rumors?
Artemis.
Artemis is coming?
Yeah, in September.
Wow, there's a lot.
Yeah.
K-pop's coming to the Bay Area more now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and if you're listening out there, all you bands, come to Sarang Hello for a fan sign.
Fan sign, please.
Yeah, come on. And we'll a podcast interview.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah, and
we'll give you some chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Give you Korean food.
Actually, and I should say, audience out there, and listening audience, if you're playing along with us and you get 5 questions correctly, email me and I will send you a sticker. So listening audience, if you get this correct, if you get 5 questions correct, email me and
I will send. Is it honor system?
It is. I will know.
Send me an
email. So yeah, what else is going on? We got a bunch of concerts going on. Any comebacks coming up in the next month or so that are super exciting?
Yes.
I'm trying to think.
17.
Yeah, 17. Oh, okay, yeah, 17. Mm-hmm. We may have some news about that, so keep an eye out for 17.
New Jeans as well, I think, sometime.
Yeah, I heard rumors about New Jeans, so. Yes.
Okay.
Who else?
Artemis.
BTS.
Oh, BTS. There are rumors about BTS. Oh. Yes. Monochrome, right? Or monochrome, monogram? What is it?
Monochrome.
All right. How are they doing this? Doing this from the army barracks?
They planned this. You know what I'm saying? They were so good about like prepping everything for when they were gone.
They did.
I'm not even surprised.
I mean, J-Hope put out Hope on the Street, and he's still very much in
the service.
In service. So.
That's cool. Gotta keep it alive.
Yes, Ive as well.
Ive, yes.
Who was here recently.
Yeah.
Concert was amazing, and they have their Switch
end of the month
album coming out soon.
I pulled one of your moves. I got a suite. I got 4 seats in a suite.
Really?
Oh, how was that?
That's super fun.
For like super cheap?
Yeah, it was pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It you don't want to go there if you're a super fan.
Yeah,
right,
yes,
right, right.
Because it's super quiet. But if you're an old guy like me and you don't want to scream, you just want to sit there. Yeah,
it's very comfortable.
It's very comfortable. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might do that for Enhypen.
Yeah.
I'll just have a suite to myself.
What?
Yeah. Well, see, I think people buy them
and
they sell
them. This is news to me.
They sell them off, right? They just sell the seats.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you can get 2
for... So you're really only paying for like the seats, not the entire suite.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so super. And then like a $47 beer.
But $47.
It's okay. But it's okay.
I mean.
Yeah, but they'll deliver it. All right, let's get back. We got like 6 more questions. All right, who was the last correct answer? I don't remember. Was it over here on the side, one of the Latin crew?
Enhypen, yeah.
All right, pick a category and a number, please. Before and after for one.
All right. Okay, so before and after. BTS member and a Pixar movie with Mike Wazowski.
But BTS member first. BTS...
Rap
Monsters, Inc. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the way to do it.
I'm so impressed.
You're collecting a couple of these post-its there.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You raise your hand, and then you figure it out while you...
Yeah. It's on the tip of your tongue.
These Latin kids, the alternative school, the Latin kids, they know what they're doing. All right, category. How many do you have now? You have 4? Oh, okay. All right, category. Numero for one... All right. Who is the tallest? Multiple choice. All right. We have Ruwon from SF9, Mingyu from 17, Taesyeon from 2PM, or Yunho from ATEEZ.
Mm.
They're all over 6'2". No, not Yunho. It is not Taesyeon. Yeah, Ruwon. Yeah, he's 6'3", he's 189, and the other guys were 187, 188. They're all
SF9
little bit.
SF9 are they're all
they're
super
all
tall.
Super tall.
They're all super tall.
6'3". Yeah. All right. Good job. Is that Addy or who was that? Addy. Pick a category and a number.
Let's go with Zoo #1.
Zoo #1.
Okay. So for K-pop Zoo #1. Which K-pop idol has been said to look like a duck?
Mila. Yana. All right, how many do you have?
4.
You have 4 too. Ooh, okay. So it's going to come down to the final round, possibly. All right, Mila, pick a category. Numero four. All right. Another multiple choice one. Which of the following of Hybe's groups has the most Instagram followers? TXT, Le Sserafim, and Hypen 17 or New Jeans? Let's go, Addy.
17.
No.
And Hypen?
And Hypen! Wow. All right, my Nepo baby.
And I'm one of them.
How many accounts do you have following?
And 17,089 accounts are mine.
Oh, yeah. By the way, 16.1 million. 16.1 million.
Wow.
Number two was TXT at 15.8. The girl groups are lagging. Girl groups are lagging. New Jeans only 11.8. And Sarah from 8.8. 17, 14.6. All right. Noe, pick category. Zoo or before after?
Before
after four.
Yeah. All right. Big Bang song and a Britney Spears song.
Big Bang song.
Big Bang and
Britney,
Spears.
Hard, Toxic. No, they got to mash together. They have to mash together. Big Bang song and Britney Spears. The old guys in the back, they're thinking. They know. They know. They have it. They have it. Come on, Phil. Yeah.
Fantastic Baby, hit me one more time.
Yeah!
Fantastic Baby, one more time.
His one goal for the night was to get one question right. He did it. Mission, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. All right. K-pop Zoo for, what number is that? Five. K-pop okay. Zoo for five. Last question, guys.
Last question.
Well, before the final round. Before the final
okay.
round.
This Monsta X song features a toothy reptile.
Monsta X. How many toothy reptiles are there? I think we'll go here. Oh. Yeah. Never mind. Okay, let's go. Oh, Kelly. Alligator!
Yes.
All right, yeah, a couple first timers there. That was good. That was good. Alligator. All right, so we're going to sort of honor system with a little bit of accountability. You have to tell the person next to you how many you want to wager. So each ticket is 100. Each ticket is 100. So you could go 50. You could go 50.
Wager.
You could, so
wager.
Whisper to someone next to you a wager. All in. How many do you have? You got zero? Okay, you're all in for zero. All right, Mila, tell Megan how many you want to wager here. All right, everybody tell your partner the wager. All right, and now you're going to wager. Okay, so tell your partner how many you're going to wager. Everybody all in? Everybody's all in? No? You're going to go zero? You're going to be that guy? All right, here's the question. Are you ready? So now don't yell the answer out. Don't yell the answer out. You also have to tell your partner the answer. And then this is kind of honor system. Are you ready? How many singles, official singles, where they are the lead artists with no collabs or promotions? So this is singles where they're the lead artists has BTS released. How many singles has BTS released where they are the lead artist?
Like.
I don't know how this works. I got it off of Wikipedia.
Or like
no, I think
mini album versus
singles, the song, the song.
All
yeah, so
songs.
Not
oh,
all singles, yeah. All singles.
Or they're not a feature.
Dang.
All right, so whisper to someone.
Entire discography.
I'll tell you the answer. It's kind of honor system. You got to whisper to someone your answer, and you tell me if they get it right. BTS singles. I don't know where I go. This is like Wikipedia or something. I just got this out of Wikipedia. I don't know the answer.
Okay, let's go. 너는 한 100m 우리 잘해 합격 끝나면 회사 갈래 지금 바로 다 갈게 제발 집엔 보내지 마세요 같은 그날의 꿈꿔 멍청이 지나는
꿈 Alright, you ready? Everybody locked in an answer? Okay, lock in your answer with your partner. Whisper, this is semi-honor system. The person can lie, but...
Maybe the closest.
Tell someone honest. Yeah. Okay, closest without going over,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, closest without going over.
Without going
it.
Over. So if you go over, you're out. If you go over, you're out. All right, are you ready? The answer is 43.
What?
43. They have over 200 songs.
That seems so low.
They have over 200 songs, but singles, like actual released singles, where they're the lead artist.
Title tracks? Is that what you mean by singles?
Yeah, that's what I was like. Is it title tracks?
All right, did I blunder this? But according to the internet.
Right.
According to the internet.
That sounds a little low.
Yeah, with B-sides, I feel like would be more. Maybe, singles, released singles sounds like a title track.
Yeah, because with the B-sides and stuff, and then mini albums and then repackages. Like.
Did no one get anything close to that? You're all in the hundreds. You're all in the hundreds. All right.
Yeah, because I was also guessing like 172.
You said five? Are we I think we need the huddle. We need the huddle. All right, talk amongst yourselves. We're going to come up with another question.
Do you have a backup question?
I don't. That's why we're huddling. Here, talk amongst yourselves. All right, we need a backup final question.
You're good at this. Come on, think of something that's good. God. You're good at pressure.
It's got to be hello. It's got to be something kind of hard that's not impossible. Hard, but not impossible.
Wait. It's okay. Okay. Let's take a couple more.
I have a good one.
Name.
They have to provide like five. Okay. Name groups or artists that came from IZ*ONE.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, should we do the one person gives an answer and then the next person gives an answer and then whoever gets stumped loses.
Oh.
You know, the back and forth thing. You know,
but there's a lot of people have one ticket, though. How many people have four tickets or more? So Mila and you have five. Oh, so she doesn't leave. Mm-hmm. So she gets it right. She automatically wins.
Right, yeah. So it's
them against each other.
All right, so we'll just go you two.
Or they do the back and forth thing, right? So whoever...
Back and forth thing?
Yeah basically. If you have to keep going until someone makes a mistake, and then that person wins. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or we could split it and get 25. Okay, anyway. Yeah. All right. No. Okay, this is the category. We'll start with you. Yeah. What's your name?
Yeah, because she has...
So Maddie versus Mila. This is good. Okay, so we're gonna go in. You have to name a artist or a person, an artist that's performing still.
Yeah. So either a solo artist or a group.
Or someone in a group that came from IZ*ONE. All right.
Okay, so
and we'll go
first.
Back and forth.
Until we run out.
All right,
until
so Maddie, give us the first one. Chaewon.
Okay.
Yana. Hwanyang. Sakura. Yujin. Wait.
They're just naming members.
No, but they have to be active. Okay, Some of them are not active.
Oh, they have to be active.
Wait, was Yujin in?
Yujin is in IZ*ONE.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking Yunjin. Okay, I was thinking Yunjin. All right, Yujin, yes. No, you can't help her. I think it's her. Yeah, no help from your friends here. So I think you win. I think Maddie wins. Yeah, she had help from her friends. So good job, Maddie. All right. Well, everyone, thank you for playing. Everyone who has a prize, you can come up to Noe or Kate later and get either hot Cheetos, a mango pop, or a spicy ramen. Or if you'd like a poster, we'll open the register up and you can tell them which poster you would like. Let's see. Should we just wrap it up here?
Yeah, I mean...
All right, so everyone, thank you for playing along. Thank you to my audience for coming tonight. Thank you to the shop owners, Cheska and Pip, for helping out.
Thank you for
the regulars for coming by. And thank you all out there for listening. We hope that you're all happy, healthy, and safe out there until we talk to you again. Bye, everyone. You guys want to say bye?
Bye.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Why is it $13.99? Soju bottles over ice. No one looking at a price tag, yeah. Easy peasy like a bike. Bumping speakers and a mic stand, yeah. Soju bottles over eyes. No one looking at a price tag, yeah. Easy peasy like a bike. Bumping speakers and a mic stand, yeah. Mayor Atime, pour that milky cereal. You was making miracles. All my thoughts was in the clouds. All my
my conscience, none of them.